Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
WEEI Afternoons. This is quite a... Ted Johnson would like this song. It's all about Texas. This is Trevor Story's walk-up song, and it's catchy. We need to go to the phone lines now, as we do each and every Wednesday, for our interview with Alex Cora. Red Sox manager Alex Cora is brought to you on WEEI Afternoons by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. How we doing this week, Alex? And I have to start it off with that catch we saw from Dalton Varsho last night in center field was one of the strangest and greatest I've ever seen. Have you ever seen anything quite like that?
I don't want to say greatest. It was the strangest one. Good reaction. Good athlete, man. Like, we saw him falling down, and everybody thought, okay, inside the park. And then somehow, some way, he moved his body, and he got it, you know. So it was a good one. It was a good one.
Yeah, it reminded me of the fat kid in Little League who falls down in right field, but then he's so athletic he catches the ball anyway. It was like a really unathletic and athletic play all at once.
He was. But, as soon as when he fell down, we were like, oh, here we go now, you know, inside the Parker, but no, it didn't happen.
Yeah, just like he probably practices in the Blue Jays, drew it up. And by the way, Andy, as the former fat kid in right field, I wish I could have fallen down and made that play. So, Alex, quick question regarding offense and defense and the pitching in general. What has been more impressive or encouraging to you, 30 runs scored over the last three games or your team only giving up 8 runs allowed over those same three games?
I think the pitching part of it, we know we're going to hit. Obviously, you know, as you guys know, we consider ourselves an offensive club, you know. But if we do the other two pillars of the game, if we're consistent, we're going to be okay. And that's pitching and defense. And I think overall, the last 10 games have been solid, you know, defensively as far as positioning, and it's paying off. And when you do that, you start playing consistent baseball, and that's when you start, stacking up wins.
Alex, in the early part of the season, we asked you about strikeouts. You said you don't like them, but at some point, maybe you have to accept they're part of your DNA, but you need the power that goes with it. Last night was a game with 5 strikeouts, 5 home runs. The power is starting to come around. Is that something you've been very happy to see develop over the last few days?
No, it was good to see. And as you guys know, every team is different, right? We play Cleveland, who, you know, they change speeds. They don't have too many big fastballs. So we put the ball in play over the weekend. Yesterday was a challenge, you know. That kid last year, he had his way against us. You know, we didn't hit the ball hard. We struck out a lot. And, you know, from pitch 3, right, Jaron gets on top of the fastball. He's a homer. Alex gets a split later on. He's out of the ballpark. And it just continued, right? It was like that snowball effect, and the at-bats got better. We're taking our walks too, which is very important, right? And we have traffic all the time, and little by little we start hitting with men in scoring position, and that's where the fun starts.
WEI Afternoon, speaking with Red Sox manager Alex Cora. So Garrett Crochet struggled a little bit, you know, relative to his excellent season thus far over his... Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's been... No, make no mistake, he's been awesome thus far, Alex, but struggled a little bit in his previous two starts. What did you see that led him to be more effective and back to form last night in Toronto?
I think command was better. He struggled at home, those first two innings and the last one, right, on the day game. It's one of those that you get into know the guy, and his stuff was good but not precise. And yesterday, even with the walks, there was one that the pitch was right down the middle, and they called it a ball, and the other two part of the game, right? But he was in the attack. He was able to control the cutter, throw four strikes, and he was able to expand against the lefty. So it was a good one for him.
Our buddy Lou Maloney retweeted something today about Garrett Crochet's arm angle and how it's changed in recent years. Just wondering, is that something you guys have focused on, his arm angle? Is that just in general, what is the importance of arm angles with pitchers? As fans, should we pay attention to those types of things?
Well, I mean, this is the first time I heard about it, so I'll dig in into it. But I'm not aware of that, to be honest with you.
Okay, so that's good that I wasn't aware of it either. I feel better when the manager wasn't really fixated on it, too.
The way it should be, for sure. It's been a while, obviously, Alex, but Lucas Giolito is scheduled to make his Major League debut for the Red Sox tonight. What do you expect from the big right-hander, and how's he looking?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the numbers in the rehab assignment weren't great. He walked a lot of people. Hopefully, the case tonight is, like, it's the big stage, it's the big leagues, and he's going to be able to pound the strike zone. That's the most important thing. The most important thing, let's be honest, you know, he's back, you know, and he's going to be a big part of what we're trying to accomplish, regardless of the results today. He can go two innings and struggle, or he can go seven and then be great. And the fact that he's going to be in our rotation and we know what he's capable of doing is very important for us. And he has a great support system here. We're going to help him with everything that we can. And hopefully it's a good one tonight, but, you know, it doesn't dictate what's going to happen the rest of the season.
In recent years, there's been times when base running wasn't necessarily a strength of your baseball team, but stealing bases, stealing home, taking extra bases. There was the Campbell play the other day on the bobbled ball at the mound where he takes home, makes it with a great slide. How impressed have you been, or happy have you been with the way your team is running the bases, and how important is that for the way you guys succeed offensively?
No, it's important because not every day you're going to hit five homers, right? There's going to be times that you're going to be struggling offensively, and, you know, you take a walk, you steal second, grumble the second, you advance the runner, and then attack fly, and you score the run, and you might win it 1-0. And it's a different personnel, you know, more athletic, and the guys have done an amazing job being efficient running the bases. It's not just steal bases just for the hell of it, right? You have to be efficient, and they've been doing an outstanding job taking advantage of situations. KC did it in Cleveland. Romy did the same thing, and obviously Jaron still in the plate over there. So very happy with the way guys are doing, have been running the bases this season.
Well, it's unfortunate that we would have to speak of this again in anything less than an inspirational light, but there was that unfortunate incident over the weekend with Jaron Duran and that fan in Cleveland, who many of us hope never gets a chance to go see a professional baseball game again. But more importantly, Alex, have you had a conversation with Jaron about getting engaged with fans, not taking the bait, and how to potentially handle situations like this, which unfortunately could come up again?
No, we've been talking about this for the last few years, right? And you guys have seen him react in different ways, right? He started in Kansas City 3 or 4 years ago. He did last year. Obviously, this one was a lot different, right? But it's something that, as a group, we expose ourselves to the world, right, on the Netflix documentary, right? So they know a lot about us. And, you know, in different stadiums, we're going to hear it, right? And, you know, it's on us to control ourselves. It's on us to actually support each other. And I tell you what, you know, he has a big group surrounding him, a very positive one, and he's in a good stage.
Is there a fine line there, though, with a guy like Duran, who is obviously your leadoff hitter, can be the key point to starting the offense off any inning, any game. He's aggressive. He has a certain strong personality. You don't want to take away parts of his personality, right? Is that a fine line to walk with him?
No. I mean, we want him to be as aggressive as possible. You know, don't change who you are. You know, it's just a matter of we got to help him in every aspect, right? We learned a lot last year. We're learning a lot this year. And like I said before, you know, our support system for him is on point, you know, from the clubhouse to the coaches to the organization. And we're going to do everything possible to help him and keep him on the field.
So Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with WEEI Afternoons. Alex, obviously expectations must have been reasonably high for Christian Campbell because you guys promoted him over Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony to the major league roster. And I just wonder if he has even beyond exceeded expectations to this point, because he's now slowly becoming, or rather quickly becoming, one of the more dynamic right-handed bats and offensive presences in the American League. And he's just a baby, and he's only played 32, 33 Major League Baseball games thus far.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch and refreshing. How can I put it? I think being young and not knowing what's going on, it actually helps him out, right? Everything is a first, right? From playing here in Toronto, in Canada, to, you know, playing in Arlington under the roof and playing at Fenway Park. So it's a lot of new stuff for him. There's a lot of teaching, a lot of player development. I think as an organization, we understand that we have to stay on top of him because experience, he's not his, right? He's only played one full season, you know, as a professional player. He didn't play that much in college. So there's a lot of new stuff that he's seen and he's reacting to it. But, man, it's amazing. That ball he hit yesterday in right field, the way it sounded, you know, we were in the dugout and it sounded so loud, and we had no doubt that ball was going to go out. Then he pulls the ball over the third baseman. The base runner, he's a good one. We got to work on defense. That's our challenge because, as you guys know, the speed of the game here is different than in the minor leagues. And we have to make sure we slow it down for him. But so far, man, a month in the big leagues, A+ for him. He's been amazing.
Christian is the first of the big three, obviously makes the club out of spring training. The other two have been hot as heck at various points in Worcester. Marcelo Meyer was the International League Player of the Week. What are the conversations like with you and Craig Breslow and the organization? You know, those guys look like they're ready to play in the big leagues, although right now I'm not sure there's obvious spots for them to play for your club. What are those conversations like about when, if, how you get those guys to the big leagues?
Yeah, so now just looking at the metrics, what they're doing, you know, not everything is hitting 330 or slugging 500, you know. There's other stuff that we take a look at it. From my end, honestly, you know, I got 26 kids here that I have to take care of it. And also, yeah, paying attention to what's going on in AAA, not only with them, but with others. But as an organization, we're in a good spot, to be honest with you. You know, we're playing better up here. We got some guys that can help us throughout the season in the minor league. So, you know, it's a good time to be a Red Sox.
And now a fifth of the way through the season, a month in, what grade would you give the 20% in to the season? What grade would you give yourself and the Red Sox thus far, Alex?
Myself, I always give myself an A, bro. You know, just kidding. I think we've been like
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We've been okay. I don't want to give us a grade. I think if you look around the division, that's the most important thing, right? And we're in the middle of things. We're playing better baseball. Like I said in spring training, and I said it during the show when we were in Texas for the opening series, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, we're going to the World Series. Are we going to win it? Our goal is to keep getting better each and every day. And I think the defense is getting better. Pitching is doing the same thing. And offensively, we're hitting our stride, so let's keep rolling, keep stacking up days, and see where you take us.
Before I let you go, I know it's too early to look at the standings, but we look at the standings every day, and I look, and it's Yankees-Red Sox. Does this feel like maybe it could be evolving into one of those years where we get back to the classic Red Sox-Yankees rivalry atop the division? I mean, even last night, I look up, they started before you guys. They hit four home runs in the first inning. You go out and hit home runs in the first, second, third inning, hit five overall. Just feels like maybe we're on a little collision course for a classic Red Sox-Yankees season.
Well, from our end, hopefully, you know, we're colliding with somebody in September. You know, we haven't done it the last 3 or 4 years, and our goal is to play meaningful games in September. They have a good club, man. They're really good at what they do. Their pitching is always solid. You know, Toronto has a good rotation. They're struggling offensively right now. In Baltimore, they're being banged up as far as like health, right? And Tampa, you know, they're still doing their thing. So we got to concentrate on Toronto, win the series here, and keep rolling. And if that's the case, so be it. I know Mr. Manfred will love that.
All right, Alex, appreciate you joining us as you do every Wednesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Good luck tonight, and hopefully you keep hitting the ball out of the ballpark. That makes it easy.
See you guys next week.
Thanks, Alex.
Okay, see you then, Alex. Thank you.
That is the self-proclaimed A manager of the Boston Red Sox. He's done a great job. I'm with him. If you're going to ask me to grade myself, I'm going to grade myself high, right? Like, you got to look out for number one. You got to promote
yourself. Give myself an A, bro.
Right?
That was the line of the year, right? From Cora.
Although, I'll be honest with you, that's the early season optimistic Cora. I think there's some conversations I've had with him in recent years in like August, early September. The team's fading a little bit where he might have been a little bit more of a difficult grader on himself.
A realist. But that's it. He knows they haven't even played their best baseball. Not even close. But like a bunch of things are going in the right direction and trending in that very same direction recently. And it's nice to hear him feeling it without getting overconfident. Now, look, we could be a Giolito and a Hauk batting practice start away from going, here we go.
We're not going there. It's optimism here. We talked to the manager. The team is hitting.
Right,
the team
I'm
is
right.
pitching. The team is running. They're playing some defense. We'll talk about that next. We'll react to Alex Cora and some of what he had to say with us here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Soda. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.